It's been an interesting 24 hours. I honestly, I wish I had more to tell you guys with what's going to go down here, but I'm going to meet with the tree this afternoon and just kind of figure it out. But bottom line, I mean, we've had some open, you know, communication, and I just want to play. If it's here, if it's down in the minors, anything, I need to play. I had a pretty good training camp, you know, and that's something we both agreed on. And, you know, I'm ready to rock. I want to be a part of this organization, and, you know, I'm more so looking bigger picture. I haven't been a regular since my rookie season. The only way I'm going to get better is if I play every single night and, you know, get the chance to handle the puck in games and everything like that. And I think for me, I'm kind of fed up with being that so-so guy that's just plugged in here and there. So, I want to kind of rebuild my game, reestablish myself, and I think the organization's on the same page with that.
And that will be here, hopefully, or are you open to anything? You say you want to play, right?
Yeah, no, I want to be here in Calgary, and that's what I stressed to them. And obviously, it was a little nerve-wracking going through the past 24 hours with, you know, the unknown being there. But, I want to be here. I want to win here. And I'm not even looking just this season. I'm looking, you know, like I said, bigger picture, long-term down the road. And, you know, if I have to play my way into a new contract this season, if it is in the minors, if it is here, anything, then I'm willing to do that. So I'm loyal to this team, and this is where I want to be.
It's obviously not up to the players, but would you rather be in the minors than sitting at this level?
100%. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now. And as good as it is being the National Hockey League and stuff, you only take so much, showing up the rink every day and trying to stay optimistic. And I'm always going to have a good attitude. And like I said, I just want to play. I was a first-round pick for a reason. Again, things didn't go too well in Ottawa. I came here with a fresh start, which I'm always going to be fortunate for. But it's same thing, you know, just like plugged in here and there. But I still have a lot of potential. I'm still 23. I feel like I'm a very experienced young player. So I think this season it's big for me to really develop. And that's something that's, I'm going to sit down and talk with the coaching staff, management about and everything like that. And I know they're going to give me the tools to succeed.
You say those meetings are this afternoon?
Yeah, I had one this morning, but then again, we couldn't really get it the details and logistics ironed out because, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. But I'm going to go up there just later this afternoon and figure it out. But again, there's no hard feelings, anything like that. I mean, it's part of the business. And for me, it's I think the best thing for myself and for the organization and for me to be affected is to play. And that's what I want.
Everyone in this league is really proud. When you find out you're on waivers, can you just describe what that's like?
There are better ways to be woken up to on a Saturday morning than Sunday morning, than, you know, a phone call from your manager saying you're going on waivers. But again, it's part of the business, like I said, and I don't want to be one that says, you know, I'm entitled to anything, because, you know, look at the young guys, the young talent that we have on this team coming in. You know, it's a very exciting time to be a part of this hockey club, and, you know, I'm blown away just, I think, as much as you guys to see what, you know, Dubé's doing. And it would be a shame if, you know, I was reason to hold him back and stuff like that. I mean, he's got a young, great career going and everything like that. So I know for myself, it's part of the process, part of the road. Maybe this is had to be done earlier in my career that would allow me to, you know, kind of grow a bit more. But like I said, I'm not down. I'm not hurt. I'm open to it because I know down the road where I'm going to be, and it's going to be right back here.
Last question for Drew's guys. Where are the growth opportunities for you, do you feel like?
Like I said, I mean, playing every night, mentally it can be a little exhausting. You're coming to the rink knowing where I'm going to be playing, if I'm playing. You know, they said what position I'm playing, everything like that. And said I was at my best in this league when I came to the rink. I knew my role. I knew what was expected of me. And I just go out there and play. And you know, I kind of maybe lost that passion, lost that swagger. And a big thing for me is always just, you know, my puck touches, my scoring touch and everything like that. So, you know, if I am going down the American League and get some time on the power play where I can handle the puck, be a go-to guy in every situation, then that's going to do nothing but to help me grow. So, like I said, let's do it.
Yeah, it's that playing on that top line, right? Not as a checker.
Yeah.
Right? And getting that feel back for the puck.
I think everyone knows that, you know, I can plug into the fourth line guy and what you're going to get from me. It's an honest, hardworking game, you know, physical and stuff like that. But, you know, by all means, I can hold my own in this league, but I don't want to just be known as that fourth line guy. You know, I want to be someone that's impacting here, you know, is relied upon in all situations. And if I can go down there, I'll always bet on myself because I know within a couple months, then my game's going to come back and stuff like that. And then, you know, we'll reevaluate where it should be.